Marcus.
We're back.
Yes, we
it's
are.
Low pocket awareness. It's another preview episode for you. You know what I'm saying? We do a little bit of both. We're mixing it up
We're mixing it up.
So, yeah, we're back. It's a little pocket awareness. Quarterback podcast. We're going over all quarterbacks talk. You know, we do every single week. So make sure you follow us, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe, download on Spotify, download. ALPA_QB1 is the Twitter. ALPA_QB1 is the Instagram. And a little pocket awareness is where you'll find us on Facebook. If you search on Facebook for a little Facebook, hit that like button. Follow Chris at King Manelos, right? And then go ahead and follow me at the Mark John NFL. All right. So, you know, we had a good week last week. You know, the quarterback players, some good games last week. You know, the only one we missed was what?
We did not anticipate Drew Brees to lay the wood to Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That's a good word to use. They only ran the ball four. There were four rushing attempts in Tampa.
I don't get that, man. They
had four attempts.
I don't get it, man.
Ridiculous. That was a whooping.
I said it was this week. I said week 10. There's that fight coming between Brady and Arians. Let's see if I make it this week.
You think they got it this week?
He's rolling over. I told you. He just looks a little – I don't know if you're watching on Sunday, but you can see on this. He just looks a little red. He looks a little angry to me, Chris.
Well, we'll see what kind of game that ends up being for Tampa. If that's one of those, you know, watch the film once, throw it away, never look at it again games, or is there a little bit to worry about in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, that was a shellacking. So that was the only one missed. Well, we got all the other ones. Bills went in there and won. You know what I'm saying? Beat the Seahawks pretty handily too. That was pretty cool. That was a blowout game too.
What was that? How many turnovers by – was that four turnovers? Five by Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
He's losing his MVP shine.
Yeah, he's giving it to Aaron. Handing it to Aaron because Aaron's playing the Jags every single week. So – 50 touchdowns, you know, for Aaron Rodgers because he plays, you know, teams with one win. All week. It's not his fault. It's fine. I get it.
Hey, you can't blame him.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying he's going to win MVP based on
that he played against the Niners.
How many touchdowns is he going to have this week, bro? He's going to have like four touchdowns. He's playing the Jags. He's going to have four touchdowns this week, probably.
I hope he has four touchdowns.
He's going to have another four, which is going to put him at 28-2. Yeah, man. He's about to steal that shit. So, he's about to steal it, bro. He's about to get his third. Unless Mahomes might come back and get it too, because Mahomes is on pace for like
the quietest MVP season ever.
Yeah, he's on pace for like 44 touchdowns and two interceptions.
He still hasn't thrown less than 200 yards in a game.
He's insane, bro. He's not even playing that well. That's so scary to me.
Well, I don't even know if he's not playing well. It just doesn't look like he's trying.
I don't know. To me, he's not playing that well. He's not playing a consistent four quarters. Let's say that.
You know, he's not throwing four touchdowns every game for you. It's not that special.
He actually is. He still is. But it's not a – it's just like it's so regular. You know, I read an article about like, you know, how we shouldn't like kind of fade back on him because it's like expected for him to do these things. But I still think he's not playing as well as he could be. I think he's struggling a little bit because teams are playing a little bit better. But –
The defending Super Bowl champs, you're going to get the A game from every single team you play.
Like the Panthers game, yeah, I mean, they were down for most of that game, but then, of course, you know, you got to play him for four quarters, and that's tough. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're the Raiders, you beat them down, you're up 16. I'm saying, I don't know. How good are the Raiders? We don't know.
There we go.
We don't know yet. Beat the Saints.
Who do you have this week?
We beat the Saints by 10. We were up 16. We got the Broncos. That's a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't know, is Drew Lock's going to show up? Is it going to be terrible Drew Lock? Well, he's, like, terrible for a drive, and then he's good for a drive, and then he's terrible for a drive, and then he's good for a drive. That's Drew Lock. So
I wouldn't worry too much about Denver, but you're right. It's a trap game. You can't tell me it's not a trap game against Jacksonville either.
Come on, bro. Come on, dog. At least Denver can beat you, though. They're like seven. They're like a 7-9, 6-10 team. You can't sleep. Like, this is not a 2-14 team we're playing here. they're probably gonna win seven games. You know what I mean? Like all 7-9. Okay. They're like
that's mediocre. That's a little much for what I think Denver's doing. You can give them wins. But
6-10, 7-9, they're mediocre. Those mediocre teams.
Five, saying. Marcus. They're going to get to five.
They're going to get to five. Okay. All right.
I'll give you five. You're not getting more than five.
All right. So let's talk about this week. What we got this week? We got Colts first, Titans. That was yesterday. That was 34-17.
That was a Thursday night game.
That was the final score, right? Let me check my sheet.
34-17.
That was the score when I stopped watching. So
I'm pretty sure it stayed right there.
Yeah, 34-17. Sure right yeah. I'm like 34-17, 5 minutes left. I don't need to watch this anymore. we got that. And then what else we got this week? We got
Rams versus the Seahawks. That's I think the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, the Seahawks, they got to win, man. If they don't win, they might lose first place, bro.
They did. They lost first. Well, they're gonna lose first place.
No, they didn't lose first place because the Cardinals lost.
I thought you were talking about in the NFC.
Yeah.
No, I don't have gotcha. NFC. No, no, no. Yeah, no. They lost their one.
That's your team, right? They have number one.
For some reason, I think they're saying the Saints are the one seed because they're undefeated within their own division.
Oh, those weird rules.
Yeah, even though we got the tiebreaker and the same record. But
Raiders beat them, too, by 10 points. Just so I say that. Beat them down a little pretty good. But, the Raiders are mediocre. I just read an article that bothered me. Like, the Raiders are mediocre. Like, bro. How many teams would be 5-3 with this schedule? Come on, bro. Whatever. Let's see.
Maybe they Marcus are. And his feels about his boys.
I'm just saying, man. I just don't like this. Some of the talk I'm seeing, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's, we just.
I got you.
Raiders running 50 plays and had 31 points. Like, let's relax. So, obviously, the offense is pretty good. I mean, you barely have the ball. You put up 31. I mean, it's just
not the main problem.
It's just observation. Then we got Cards versus Bills. It's a good one. Kyler Murray versus Josh Allen. Young quarterback versus young quarterback. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, he impressed me last week. I was impressed. He bounced back. Really? I always talk about him getting hit. He bounced back. He played pretty well.
Marcus, pretty well. Okay, we'll talk about them.
And then we got Herbert versus Tua. Which you could talk about, that's just rookie versus rookie, and Herbert's on pace for a historic season. So
it's a young man's game.
Yeah. So that's what it is right now. They got a lot of good young quarterbacks, bro. They're not playing bad.
We'll have a little bit of a dialogue about that.
We'll talk about that. All right. So let's start with Colts versus Titans. Phillip Rivers looked all right. I mean, he looked special.
He's starting. I don't know if he's starting. He always kind of held the ball. And that's what's got him in trouble. That's why his career interception numbers are where they are. But is it just me or is he holding the ball a little bit longer?
I feel like he's holding the ball. I mean, he has a better line, though. So
he does have a better line. This is the best line that he's probably ever had. This is probably the best offensive line.
I think he's just he's got a good system. He's got a good line, and they're just
they got like six running backs there.
Yeah, he's just playing point guard right now. You know what I mean? Like he's not doing anything special. So, and he's like not dominant because even when we watched the Ravens game the week before, like he's not. Yeah. He's not taking over games, and he's, like, making dumb decisions. He's still doing being Phillip Rivers. You know what I mean? I just think the Colts own that division. I think that's – just think about it, Chris. I mean, the Colts haven't won that division what? I mean, they either make the playoffs or win that division, like every single year, last year, the decade. It didn't matter if they had Peyton Manning, they had Andrew Luck, they won the division. If they have a good quarterback, they win the division. And I kind of just think that's where we're at.
Well, they got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I think that's one of the most well-together put rosters in the league right now. And you can see what happens when the game, if they catch any break and the game turns in their favor. I mean, it came down to three special teams plays, basically. You had the shank punt by Tennessee that led to a touchdown.
Get cut for that.
Then you had a blocked punt in the next drive that was returned for a touchdown. And then you had Gutkowski go downfield and miss his eighth extra point of the season. Or I'm sorry, his eighth field goal of the season.
How does he still have a job? I don't know.
Because he's best friends with the head coach. I mean, God, you play – you know, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And you know, the Titans, you know, Ryan Tannehill, I know a lot of people love Ryan Tannehill, but he's starting to look like Ryan Tannehill to me. He's holding the ball a little bit.
He was getting
taking sacks. He's taking some sacks. You know, he still looks good off play action. It still looks accurate. Got a good arm. I mean, everything is still there, but he's starting to look like that guy. He's starting to look like himself a little bit. The more and more the weeks go.
I'd be
they started off 5-0, right?
Yeah. Then they lost two in a row. They lost to, they lost, they lost a game they weren't supposed to lose.
The Bengals.
And then they lost, to the Steelers. Got one more on the win. They've lost three of the last four games.
Yeah. That means they're tumbling a little bit. They gotta figure that out. But that's what I'm saying.
Figure it out.
They're kind of looking like, you know, like I'm just saying Tannehill is he looks.
Yeah, but 10-6 in a
playoff. He's looking familiar.
10-6 in a playoff appearance, that's not a team you want to face in the playoffs.
Do they make it to 10-6? Because they could lose to the Texans. I mean, Deshaun Watson is playing his ass off.
Well, they lose three more games. They're 10-6.
Yeah, but I mean, they still have a first place schedule. Because didn't they win the division? Or the Texans? The Texans did. Texans did. That's where I'm wrong. So, they'll probably make it, maybe.
They're going to make the playoffs, especially because it's eight teams now. Didn't the league add one more team to it?
Seven.
Did that not get passed? They were talking about adding one more team to the playoffs.
No, it's just seven. It's seven with only one team gets a bye.
Yes, I knew that part.
Yeah, so it's seven.
Well, I mean, now. I think there's of seven teams in the NFL, you're talking the Chiefs at one right now. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Raiders coming out of that division also. Mm-hmm. There's two. Ravens, Steelers, mm-hmm. potentially the Browns, five. Tennessee and the Colts,
I bet the Dolphins are seven. I'm going Dolphins, seven.
Oh, you think the Dolphins will get in over the Titans?
Mm-hmm. Dolphins are seven. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You think that they're going to be able to keep it riding, huh?
I think it's a pretty good damn team. To be honest.
Interesting.
So
did that just transition us into that game to the Dolphins Chiefs to the Dolphins Chargers?
It did, Chris. So
we moved us right into it.
So we got the team that can't. This is unlucky every single week. The Chargers. They're in every single game.
Yeah, man. Every single game, it just does not break their way.
Yeah, bro. I was screaming at the other play. He moved. So that was me. So they lost last week. I mean, Herbert played really well again. He hasn't had a bad game yet. He's had bad moments because he's very aggressive, but he hasn't had a bad game yet, bro. He looks like I watched him this past week, last week. I'm like, he looks like he's in year two, bro. Like, to me, it's weird. It's just shocking to me because I never saw this coming. I never saw this coming at all. Ever.
Well, I mean, let's just pump the brakes for 2 seconds. You got two of the best jump ball receivers in the NFL as his starting wide receivers.
Chris, he's reading the field well, though. It's not. It's different than like he's not easily fooled. You know what I mean? Like, he's not being fooled by like.
Is he being tested? I don't know that the NFL is testing run the ball. These rookies.
They can't. He can't run the ball, so he is being tested. He's being tested. They're throwing everything at him.
I don't think they're throwing those exotic looks. Really?
Yes, they are. They're throwing it at him because they can't run the ball. So since they can't run the ball, they have to depend on him. That's why it's a little more different too, because they don't have a good running game. They can't run the football, so they're dependent on Justin Herbert in that passing game, and he's excelling. But I mean, he likes to throw into tight windows. I will admit that.
Yes, he does.
And you do want to blitz him because he hasn't seen every blitz in the world. He's still young, but he plays like he's a second year quarterback. I think that, you know, if he gets a really good offensive coordinator,
he's not who we evaluated. That's for sure.
No. If he gets a really good offensive coordinator, bro, watch out. That's all I'm gonna say. Because I don't think his offensive coordinator he has right now is getting his full potential right now. But he picked up that offense super quick. That's what I'm saying. He didn't have off season, and he came in. That's
what makes this even more amazing.
he didn't have an off season.
That's what makes it even more amazing to me.
And he wasn't even getting first team reps in practice.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
And he's coming out here, man, and he looks fantastic.
I gotta spend more time on him.
Yeah,
I really
you gotta watch him, bro. Because I'm telling you, he looks like he's in his second year. Seriously, like he's setting protections, though, bro. He's just calling protections at the line and making audibles. He's played six games. Who is this guy? That's what I'm saying, Bill Parcells.
Yeah, he's not who I saw in college.
Seniors are safe. They're always safe taking a big, strong arm senior. It's true because he's mature. He's in there. He's ready to go. He can play. He's played 4 years of college football. He's probably what he had like, what's that? Probably like, what's 14 times four? It's like over 60 starts, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's played a lot of football.
Interesting, Marcus. Very, very interesting.
Which is always my thing. You know, it's my thing. That's why I'm so scared of Trey Lance. Trey Lance scares the hell out of me. Dude's throwing the ball 300 times. You expect him to come in the NFL and be good? Like, Justin Herbert probably has like 1,200 passes in college. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Probably more than that. Was this probably like 500 a year? So he probably has like almost 2,000.
I just keep remembering the Rose Bowl game. Marcus, I can't get the Rose Bowl game out of my head. Ooh. Oh, no, it wasn't him. No, that's not who I was thinking of. See, I'm thinking of Browning. I was thinking of Browning out of Washington. Okay, yeah. All right. Never
Pac-12.
Mind.
Pac-12, you stayed in Pac-12.
Wrong quarterback. Wrong quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying, man. It's like what is going on over there that they're like they didn't see – this, you know, or see this in Oregon to, you know, set up the system for him like that. But back to what I'm saying about senior quarterbacks is that, man, he's thrown over like 2,000 passes probably in college, right? He's thrown over 2,000 passes in college.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You know, and then you got somebody like Trey Lance, you got Dwayne Haskins, those guys throwing 500 passes in college. Look at them. Look at Sam Darnold. How many passes Sam Darnold's thrown in college? Not that many. You could even go with Jameis. I mean, Jameis came out early, right? Redshirt sophomore. How many passes did he throw? He didn't throw that many either.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think it's important for, you know, these young quarterbacks to have lots of passing attempts. There's got to be like a passing attempt. If I was a GM and I wanted a quarterback, I would have a passing attempt threshold.
Not taking it. A guy if he doesn't exceed a specific number of passes in his career.
I'm serious,
that's not
bro.
A bad idea. It's not a bad – that's not a bad idea at all, Marcus. That's not a bad idea at all.
You know what I mean? Like it's
– I like the way you think.
It's like
– I like the way you think.
Hit 1,200
for
me.
I like that idea because everybody's – yeah. Yeah. Say it.
It hit 1,200. We're good. All right, he's like, okay, yeah, well, I like him. He had 1,200. He's good. How many passes he make? 600, dog. No, I'm good. Like, I mean, I would pass on Kyler, okay. But I would. That's the chances I'm taking. I'm not taking a Kyler because what the chance of him actually making it is slim. It's true. Like Mr. Trubisky, mm-hmm. How many passes did Mr. Trubisky throw in college? Like 400. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. Hey, listen. I like this idea a lot.
I'm telling you,
I like it a lot because not only are they all over Trey Lance, the new hot young quarterback out of college.
Yeah,
who's the new hot young thing, Marcus?
Zach Wilson,
the little guy out of BYU.
Yeah, see, but Zach Wilson at least has played 2 years of college football before this.
at least two.
Yeah, but he's in year three, so he might hit 1,200 threshold. That's what I'm talking about.
He's got to hit that number though.
He's gonna be close. That's what I'm saying. But he's still gonna have 3 years of starting because I know he just came on the scene, but he's actually been there for. He's been there. Like it's just nobody cares.
Oh yeah.
But now everybody. I don't know. The buzz over him has been crazy.
It's been loud.
Super loud. Like, oh my God. Uh-huh. It's like every throw he makes. I'm like, come on, bro. That's not that great of a throw. like, oh my God. Look at this throw he made. Oh my God.
Against the Mountain West. Oh.
Look at him move. You know, and he has a crazy arm. I get it. But the love for him, bro, is just like on another level. Like, it's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. Right, people are already calling him a first round draft pick.
I know. But yeah, he's just saying people said top five, top 10. I've seen that already.
It's getting wild out there.
Yeah, he's already jumped Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he has.
He's jumped Trey Lance, bro. I think Mac Jones. I know we're getting into college, but I like Mac Jones. That's cool. That's my sleeper guy.
Well, you know, that's another kid that he's not going to hit your 1,200 passes.
I know, but I like him. He needs a senior bowl guy.
Burrow-esque numbers.
You don't hit the threshold, but let me see you at the senior bowl. Let's see where your head's at.
Marcus turning into Davis Gettleman over there.
Let me see where your head's at the senior bowl. You know what I mean?
He looks like a quarterback.
What else? Justin Herbert.
You think he's going to beat Tua?
No, I think the Dolphins' defense is too good.
No.
Yeah.
You think the Dolphins are going to be able to do it?
And Tua looked good last week, bro. Like, you know, I talked about how crappy he looked because he did. He looked crappy the first week. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But the last week against Cards, man, he looked pretty good. He let a comeback. He had a comeback drive and some good throws on it.
I'll tell you what. Last week, that was one of the best games of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
I was very, very intrigued to see that kids were in a pinch. What were they doing? When they got into trouble, they were running the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Running the football. Kyler over 100 yards. He led his team in rushing. He's on pace for, 4,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing? Is that where he's at right now? Is that what that's what they're talking about him achieving?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're watching some dynamic athletes on the field, but if these boys get held up and are forced to throw the ball.
We got some trouble.
Has the arm talent. We didn't say he didn't have the arm talent. I don't like his mental process on the field.
You're still not there yet?
I'm not there yet.
I kind of agree with that. I kind of agree with that with the way he processes his stuff. I don't think it's fully there yet, but it's growing. I think he's getting better in that system. I think Cliff.
You think so? I don't at all. I mean, Tua showed some development from game one to game two. I think Kyler's at the same place he was when he started week one.
I wouldn't say that's fair. I wouldn't go there. What I will say this year is different with Kyler is that he's running. Last year he didn't run. Last year he tried to be Mr. because that's who he wants to be. Somebody convinced him to run because he wants to be Tom Brady. He thinks he's Tom Brady. He thinks he's 5'9" Tom Brady. That's what Kyler deep down in his heart. He don't want to run. So either Cliff must have got to him and been like, dog, I need you to use your legs.
He can't run. I don't think he's there mentally to do it with his arm because he can't read. I don't think he's reading defense as well. I really don't.
I agree with you there. I don't think he's the best at reading defenses either, especially post snap if you try to fool him. But what he's doing this year, he's using his legs. So now they got to keep a spy. You can't do too high. You got to be single. That's making it easier for him.
Mm.
Right. Cause you can't go too high anymore. You gotta say,
I see what you're saying. So he made the game easier for himself
by running
around. He's not seeing the complex looks that he was last year.
Exactly.
And
Cliff, you know, Cliff is great. I love Cliff. So Cliff is gonna make him look good regardless. I really feel like Cliff could win with Kirk Cousins. So
wow. He might get the chance.
Yeah, but that's how I feel about Cliff. I'm really high on Cliff. So
Yes, you are. You know, you're much higher on Cliff than I am.
I know, because, you know, I love how he adjusted. I love how he said, okay, fuck this college. Sorry, guys. I love how he just said, forget this college stuff. he took all the college stuff, rolled it up in a ball, and threw it. That's what I like. Yeah, Cliff, it don't work. You can't do college stuff.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because the Cardinals are definitely going to have it, you know, an interesting week here playing Buffalo. That's a defense that I think is gaining some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of the bigger tests for the Cardinals this week.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be a big test for the Cardinals, and they need this game, man, because, I mean, if the Seahawks and the Rams, if they win that game, they beat both those teams, they'd be in first place. I mean, losing to the Dolphins last week is huge for the Cardinals, because they would have been in first place right now if they won that game, because they beat the Rams. They did beat the Rams, right? I'm right about that. I think they did. No, they haven't played the Rams, huh?
I don't think they played the Rams yet.
Okay, but they did beat the Seahawks. Right.
They did beat the Seahawks. That is a fact. That did happen.
Yeah, so since they beat the Seahawks, you know what I'm saying, they would be in first place. And then if the Rams beat the Seahawks, there's probably a good chance that they could still be in first place if they win this game. So this is a huge game for them, too, again, to stay in the playoff race, because it's not going to be – you know, even with the NFC, I mean, there's going to be seven teams, but, I mean, one of those wild card teams is going to be one of the NFC West teams, and the other one's going to be the Bucks. So – you know.
Yeah, it's definitely it's going to be very interesting to see as we get closer to the end of the season. But yes, no, there has not been a match. Yes, no. Do you hear that? I'm yes-knowing now.
Yeah.
There has not been a matchup between the Rams and the Cardinals. The Cardinals have beaten the Niners and the Seahawks.
Who's the other wild card team in the NFC? Because there's three, right, this year. So it'll be the Bucks. I mean, I guess the Cardinals probably could sneak
I mean, technically, the Bears are still in it.
Yeah, well, are the Bears the winner of the game?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. The division, the NFC North, does not look good this year.
Mm-mm.
Unless you're a Packers fan.
I mean, the Vikings
like,
are coming, bro. I mean, that win against the Packers, okay. The Vikings are coming.
All right, calm down.
You know, Dalvin Cook, bro, he's got like 40 yards in like 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks, dog.
Dalvin Cook looks very good. And they are playing the Bears this week, so they can get themselves back into second place in the division.
That's what I'm saying. They got a chance, bro. I mean, you know, they can get hot. Maybe they'll win out or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, crazy.
Kirk Cousins ain't getting hot, so you better believe that it's going to be on Dalvin Hook's shoulder.
He's getting hot too, bro. Don't sleep.
I'm asleep very nicely on Kirk Cousins.
You know I like Kirk, bro, man. Kirk's a good quarterback, bro.
And you know I don't like Kirk, so. Bring him up is just to give me a hard time.
You know what I'm saying, man? Kirk does the job. You know what I mean? He's just a little too smart for his own good. He's too smart. If it doesn't go how he wants it to go, he's not gonna. He can't handle it. His brain's like, what do you mean that he switched coverages? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I read pre-snap. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think Kirk's gonna go to San Francisco. You know, because I think Kyle's, that's his boy.
That is not a bad. That is not a bad thought.
That's his boy.
That is
not a bad thought. Or maybe Matt Ryan goes to San Francisco.
See, now you beat me to it. You don't think he wants to.
They got too much dead cap, though, in Atlanta. Way too much dead cap.
Oh, my. Yeah, with Julio's contract, too. Yeah, Atlanta's a mess.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a big game. Go ahead.
On the flip side, I know we're drifting again today. We're falling back into old habits.
Yeah,
we got all the way to Atlanta here, where we're supposed to stay on the West Coast with the Cardinals versus the Bills.
Yeah,
flip side with Josh Allen, go.
I mean, Josh Allen looked really good last week, man. He balled.
Well, that's one of the worst defenses in the NFL, so he better look good.
The worst defense in the NFL.
Them and the Cowboys. That's a toss up.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between those two defenses.
Yeah, he's smart, though. I mean, he's leaning on Stephon Diggs, so he's smart. He's not dumb, obviously. So he leans on Stephon Diggs a lot. And it's helping,
how do you think he'll do on the road against the Cardinals defense?
I think the Cardinals defense will be able to get pressure on him. And, you know, he likes to hold the ball because he wants to make big plays and stuff like that. I mean, he's better at getting rid of the ball this year. But, you know, it's all about if they can stop Diggs. I mean, that's basically kind of how this offense goes. If you could kind of shut down Stephon Diggs, you know what I mean? You can do all right, right? But if you don't, you're in trouble. Because, I mean, the Seahawks, he was Stephon Diggs.
Well, yeah, they don't have anybody. The secondary in Arizona is definitely a lot better. It's definitely a lot better.
Exactly.
That's very true.
And that's
a better.
And they get after the quarterback way better, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of more things that they could do and to mix it up. And, the Cardinals are just a better – I mean, the Cardinals defense is just way better. It's just a way better defense. It's one of the best defenses in the league. So, but I still think – I'm still going Bills here. I think the Bills are a better team. I think they're a really good team.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think the Bills take the win over Arizona as well. I just don't have faith in what our speedster Kyler Murray can do offensively to when it comes down to winning a close game. He's lost all the close games except for the one against
Seattle,
and I don't think he really contributed as much as Russell Wilson turned the ball over.
That's on Russell.
I don't know that I can give Kyler that as a comeback win situation.
I mean, he let it drive to a field goal last week. They just missed it. It's not his fault, bro. I mean, it's on the kicker.
Did they win, Marcus?
It's on the kicker, bro. Why wait?
Did they win? Or did
I'm just saying, cut a little slack, bro. I'm just saying, cut a little slack.
Could have got it a little closer. It was online. He missed it by a few yards.
Could have got it closer.
Five more yards.
Could have got it closer. It's funny. All right. So Cards versus Bills. You're going Bills too?
I'm with you on the Bills.
All right, we're going Bills. All right. Did you pick Chargers versus Dolphins? Who'd you go?
I'm going Chargers, Marcus. I like the way that the Dolphins are playing. But they're in LA, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's a West Coast game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a West Coast game. It's Tua still a rookie. That even though there's a lot of injuries, the Chargers defense is not a bad defense.
They're not a bad defense at all. They're pretty good.
So I think the Chargers finally get one of their not heart attack losses, but
I hope so.
They're on the opposite side.
Help the Raiders make the playoffs. So I hope the Chargers win.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins win. I think the Dolphins just are. I think they're just a better coach team. I think it's going to come down to coaching. And they're better coached.
Interesting. You think the Dolphins are a better coach team?
Yeah, Brian Flores is doing work over there, bro. They're 5-3. They won 4 in a row.
I'm very surprised to see that they're 5-3 myself. So
they're doing work over there, bro. So
they're enjoying their winning.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Enjoying their winning.
All right, so let's go to our game of the week, because the game of the week is the Sunday night game, but it's the Patriots versus Ravens, which is probably gonna be a blowout. So let's keep it 100.
I don't know. I don't know. The Patriots came off of a very impressive game-winning drive. Oh, wait. Was that against the Jets? I'm pretty sure that was against the Jets. Maybe it's not that impressive, Marcus.
Hey, you know, it's not that impressive.
But, hey, Belichick knows how to play these big games.
Yeah.
Let's see if his Cam Newton all of a sudden has gotten himself into the position to be able to throw to a receiver. You see, was it Johnny Myers? Is that his name, Johnny Myers? Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
He had like 12 catches.
I know. He's a good player,
He's got a receiver.
He's a good player. He's a good young dude. You need Nikhil Harry stuff. Where you at, Nikhil? Let's go.
He needs to come back to life. He's what was that, a concussion he was fighting?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ravens only lose to the Steelers and the Chiefs, so.
they don't lose the Patriots anymore.
Okay, I haven't seen them lose anybody else yet. Like 3 years. So
the Patriots used to be that team for them. Used to be their kryptonite.
I think they've beat the Patriots twice though. I think he's
has Lamar beaten the Patriots yet?
I think so. Yeah.
Last year
they beat him down like 37-20. Huh. He just ran all over them.
You know what? I like that number. I think that's what we'll see again this week. 37-20.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
I think that's a nice easy over.
Lamar Jackson plays the Steelers, bro, and everybody freaks out. Oh, he's done. And they come out the next week, and they beat every single team. It's like they beat down the Colts last week.
Well, they got that interesting interception call against the Colts last week that kind of put them right back in the driver's seat. Lamar went 10 for 10 in the second half. He ran in a touchdown. No throwing touchdowns. Throwing touchdowns against the Colts.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting little tidbit. Okay. And do you see his figures again? The guy still is not throwing outside the numbers. It's just not happening. He won't make the throw. Lamar is saying in public that he thinks the defense knows what play he's running every single time. Do we have a boring offense now all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Greg Roman, is that what it is?
Yeah. All these old guys
are getting their plays called out. And are we in trouble in Baltimore? It's going to be interesting to see here what Cap Bill Belichick three, does.
Cap
We're going to see what happens. We'll see. We'll see here.
I don't know.
But that's not the game. That's not the game that we were going to be talking about.
Yeah,
The
game of the week for us is Rams versus Seahawks.
Yes, it is.
Yes, 5-3 versus 6-2. Rams have looked pretty damn good this year. I mean, their three losses have been to like three really good teams. They lost to the
Bills.
Lost to the Bills. They lost to still already lost to Seahawks, huh?
Did they
play Seahawks already?
Let's take a look here at this schedule.
Let's make it official here. Who we got?
A loss to the Niners was who it was.
Oh, they lost to the Niners on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think didn't Darnold get kicked out of that game?
Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No? Mm-hmm. Didn't he put Brandon Ayuk in like a chokehold or something?
Oh, he didn't get kicked out of the game, no. Not that I remember.
Well, they lost to the Bills, they lost to the Niners, and they lost to the Dolphins.
Yes.
Their last loss was to the Dolphins before the bye week. Now they're coming off the bye week.
They're an up and down team. They're still a good team though. They got a good defense, I think. Because the Dolphins game, they scored like two different defense touchdowns and a kick return touchdown. And Tua had like 90 yards.
They only had two touchdowns. They only had two touchdowns. But one was a rushing touchdown by Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually Woods had them both.
Yeah.
He had both touchdowns.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like I still think they're a better team than what happened at the Dolphins.
Oh, they're definitely better than what we saw from the Dolphins game.
I think absolutely. I mean they're gonna get the Seahawks
61 times against the Dolphins. 61 times. 355 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Good lord. That's not, you don't want Goff throwing that much.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So
he's gonna throw it like that against Seattle, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. I mean, Seattle's just a bad defense all around. They can run on Seattle. They'll probably play action to the death, like they usually do. And then, you know, I don't know, Bobby Wagner and them are a good quarter.
Well, it's going to be interesting. This is the second game that they'll have Carlos Dunlap and Jamal Adams back, too.
Adams was getting killed last week, though. But I don't know why they're putting him on Stephon Diggs.
He's not a cover guy like that.
He's not. I don't know what there is.
And there's a lot of guys to chase in L.A. The Rams got a lot of weapons out there to chase around. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be more of the same, to be quite honest.
No, see, I think Russell Wilson is going to rise above it. I think he's going to have a good game. He's going to come back, and he's going to put some points on the board. Because I don't think the Rams aren't very explosive, and the Seahawks are. And but you know, the Seahawks got a really good coordinator because you know I love the young. I'm hoping this guy has all the success because I'm tired of these old defensive coordinators. Just every defensive coordinator is over 60, and we're trying to get some of these young guys. I know you guys got some young guys hired under you. You know, let's get these 60-year-olds out of here. That's what I'm trying to push. So I love Brandon Staley. So I hope he has a really 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 good game here. So. I'm just saying, man. I'm tired of these old dudes in the dirt.
I think it's an over for sure.
Okay.
I think Russell continues to turn the ball over because I think he's just in a streak of turning the ball over. And I think he's going to get problems because that defensive line is going to come screaming right through his offensive line.
Yeah, for sure.
Russell's going to be on the run all game long. Is Carson back this week? I know that he was taking snaps.
I think he might be back this week. For sure.
Well, they're going to need help with a running game this week for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
I think the Rams will be able to just move downfield at will offensively against this defense.
But I think Russell's going to keep him in the game, man. I think DK Metcalf's going to have a big game. Tyler Lockett's going to have a big game. I could see that. You know, even though Jalen Ramsey said he's following DK, but we'll see if what he can do with that.
Interesting.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be very interesting, actually. I don't know how it's going to work. That's going to be a tough matchup for him, but we'll see there.
Lock that over, and I'm going with the Rams.
Okay, you're going with the Rams on this one. I'm going Seahawks.
Oh, we split.
I'm going Seahawks, but I still think you should go.
Split again.
You're split again. I think I'm going Seahawks. I'm going Seahawks this time. It's going to be interesting. All right, Chris. That's all the really good matches we got. I mean, there's really nothing.
I know. You know, I'm a little disappointed this week. There's only three morning games. Everything else is in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. As far as good football is concerned, I think it'll be an interesting matchup for Tom in this week against Carolina. And I think that'll be a tough division game, even though what do you think is going to happen there with Tom Terrific and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I mean, I think they'll bounce back.
Do you think they're going to blow them out?
With the Panthers?
Yeah, everybody is on their job. Yeah, you don't think they're going to get blown out, though?
They ain't going to blow nobody out. Okay. I think the Raiders game fooled people with the Bucs offense a little bit. I mean, it fooled me, too, so I'm not going to lie. But I always thought they were a little bit fraudulent. So, and you know how I feel about Bruce Arians' offense.
You can say that after they get their butt whooped.
I'm just saying. They didn't look very good against the Giants either, okay? Let's keep it real.
Well, they still put points up. They at least put points up against.
Why did they put points up in that game?
Because the Giants are miserable.
And their quarterback.
I like playing devil's advocate a little bit, all right? All right, maybe I like playing devil's advocate just a little bit.
I'm just saying, I just think they're a little fraudulent. I'm telling you that blow-up is coming. They're gonna the Bruce Arians, the Tom Brady blow-up. He's already calling out. What do you call out, Tom? Oh, you, Mike Evans was open. Just didn't find him.
Ooh. He continues to throw Tom under the bus publicly. He does.
He continues to do it. And then it comes to blow. And Tom will yell at you on the sideline. So he'll yell at a coach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll yell at Bruce Arians.
We saw that all the time.
Man. I tell you, bro, it's coming. I said week 10. Maybe if they struggle, bro. You know, they come out here and struggle against the Panthers. We're going to see that. Bro, man, I'm going to have to at you on Twitter because I know that's going to go viral real quick. I'm going to have to at you. That will go viral. So, you know, that's going to be funny, but I can see that happening. I just don't think they like each other. I don't think he likes the offense. I still don't believe that.
Well, we'll see how they perform in a big division game. That's a division that could have those three teams, the Saints, the Bucks, and the Panthers could all show up in the playoffs as possible.
Yeah.
Out of the NFC. So,
yeah.
You don't know? You don't agree? You don't think the Panthers have a shot to get in
there?
They're
3-6. I think they're done. They're probably like – they're like.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I thought that they were better than that.
They're just in every game. That's why. They got you confused, Chris.
Oh, my God. That did confuse me. I thought for sure that they were over 500.
Yeah. They play like they should, but they're still really young too. So, all right, everybody. So, you know, thanks everybody for listening, checking us out. You know, so make sure you follow us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes, download on Spotify, you know, follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram, A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook, you know, follow me and Chris on Twitter, follow Chris at King Manelos, follow me at the Mark John NFL. So like I said, we appreciate you guys listening. Any last words, Chris?
Let's go. Preview week number two. Let's see how we do.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see, man. Let's see. All right, guys. Appreciate you guys listening. See ya. We're out.